So, how was it for you? Yes? I'm curious what you found out here. Yeah. Can you say your name,
yes,
please, so that we really get to know
I'm
each
Inger.
Other?
Inger. I'm from Norway.
Yeah.
I felt the two first questions very difficult, especially the second one. And I felt I got into position like being a little girl. And in my answer, I noticed that I used they as my parents. I saw my parents, but they didn't like they.
Uh-huh.
That was very it was very quickly it come back to.
Uh-huh. So
be
what they
a little
didn't
girl.
Like?
Pardon?
What they didn't like? What?
How they?
What
I used
they found right.
And they were my parents.
Right.
That's I didn't like it. Also. Well, I felt it in my stomach. Yeah.
How was it for you to see that your parents came up in that question?
It's. It's been confusing.
Confusing.
I got confused.
Uh-huh.
Because I could like, I thought maybe I would use other protection, protect other persons, but they were my parents, very clearly.
Yeah. Well, our parents mostly got, you know, gave us certain messages.
Yes. There was so messages.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Right.
So that's very strong for me. This last one I like much more because that's more me grown up.
Yeah. Right. So it sounds like in the second question, particularly, not only you saw your parents, but also you saw the child in you that believed they were right.
Yes.
That was right. Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank you. Can you wait for the microphone, please? And can you please say your name also?
Yeah, Thomas.
Thomas.
What's the difference between openness and presence?
Good question. Yeah. So in openness, we can also be open to our egoic experiences, like being open to how closed we are. We can open to our hatred, and when we are present. To really sense into our hatred, for instance, or anger, or joy, whatever it is, then things can open up to reveal the presence that's in the feeling, in the experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sense, yeah.
To you?
Yeah, but I have to think. I must think now.
Yeah, but it's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you find out about the question? How did it come up for you?
There was a certain similitude between when I answered to the third question. So the situation of openness resembled very much to the situations of presence. I described
I see.
Yeah, this morning.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So that can happen, but you can also experience your openness to your resistance, for instance.
Mm.
Mm. Right? Mm. Okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Wolfgang. But then is it the same to be open as to be aware? So the same thing,
You
can be more distant to it and it's not going into it. That sounds to me like being open and being aware of is the same thing.
Yes, but being aware can still be distant. as you say, being open can also be open to the immediacy of the experience, for instance. So let's say again, frustration. I feel frustrated. To be open is, to be aware is, I'm aware that I am frustrated. To open up to it is, okay, I'm really here with the frustration itself. And then it goes and ties into being present in it. It's not presence yet, but it can reveal, the presence can be revealed. The more present you are in the frustration, really feel the immediacy, things may transform. All right. Shift. Change. Because it doesn't stay static. True nature is also always changing. So frustration, as we stay with that example, can shift into bubbly, fiery heat that I'm now present to and feel in my body.
Yeah, if I think about it, it's not clear to me, the differentiation.
Yeah.
But I started with a question, the same question you asked,
mm-hmm.
and while answering, it developed into something new. It was not a repetition of what I said this morning. So obviously there must be a difference, but I don't understand it yet.
Well,
but that's okay,
are you willing to make it a little bit more explicit? Maybe...
Well, I can't differentiate the concept.
Well, your experience.
But the experience is
was fresh, you said.
Is fresh and different to so.
To what you were feeling this morning, experiencing morning. Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind not having the concept.
Okay.
But the experience is all right with me, so...
Okay. Yeah. So maybe it will reveal itself to
maybe.
You. Right, maybe. Thank you. The same wish for you.
Experience was completely different.
Completely different, right. Yeah. Okay, good.
My name is Malte. I was kind of facing frustration and... boredom, because I think with every question I came to the point where I felt like I'm just repeating what I already know,
mm-hmm.
and I thought inquiry is a method where you that allows you to go deeper or to access some
mm-hmm.
knowledge you don't know
mm-hmm.
before, and but I didn't know how to get deeper,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I'm just repeating what I know already.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to hear how the third question went for you while you were being frustrated.
I think the same. Also, it's well, I could say how I experienced openness.
Yeah.
And then I felt like I've said already what I know and nothing new was coming up and I could just stay with the answer I've given already.
Uh-huh. So you felt bored.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And were you open to feel bored? To the boredom?
Not all the time, I think.
Not all the time, yeah.
I was also kind of closing down.
Closing down, right, yeah. Yeah, so there's a way in, you know, to stay open, to be open to how bored you are. I'm bored, thank you very much. And then maybe you say it even 5 times. But maybe at some point when you really stay present to the question, something may change. So, and this is actually what I'm going to say for everybody. In order to, when we do this repeating question, it's really good to let yourself be spontaneous, to not think too much about the question, let it really come from, you know, deep down. Spontaneous, whatever it is, if it doesn't make sense, doesn't matter. So that's a way to get, you know, to be open actually to what is cooking there somewhere, what's somewhere there and it's not conceptual yet in your mind. So that's for future repeating questions for everybody, really supportive.
Yeah. Okay, so not so much thinking about
no.
the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried this once and there was just nonsense coming up.
Okay,
just
good.
Just allow this.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so trust the nonsense.
Okay.
And then go take it from there. Really let yourself move into the whatever reveals itself.
Okay.
Because what we are interested in is, and you too, you know, that what you're not knowing yet.
Yes.
So that already indicates it's beyond our minds.
Okay.
So let the depth, the unconsciousness come up.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
How are you feeling now?
Curious.
Yeah, I can see. Not bored. Yeah, I can no. see. Nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Ingo, and it was a really good experience with several steps. I think with the first questions, I got the experience how many structures I have to resist, and it has gone step by step. And for the third question, it was kind of a wonderful experience. It was kind of, how could I know what I think before I hear what I say?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of this. And first I thought, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah. So take your time. Really.
First I thought openness is the state of when I'm in storytelling mode or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of really be very open, and the better one I thought is when I'm trying to get in the listener mode and to be open in listening to another person. And my most powerful experience, at least, were I'm open with myself, telling about what I think or what my structures are, and have a person on the other side who's getting me to know that everything is okay, what I say, no judgment, mm-hmm. no
mm-hmm.
yeah, keine Verurteilung,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, that I like the most. Yeah,
that you like the most. Uh-huh. And what's here now for you? What are you experiencing now?
I'm lucky to get this to know, to get through such modes.
Mm-hmm.
Of being, and
mm-hmm.
to share it with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good step.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name is Elena. For me, it was like giving me a bit of an ease, because I really felt close and angry before. And somehow for me, it's a little bit like Malte described it. I was really getting more and more in resistance and frustration throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I really became angry, and then I became so angry at these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the second question was like, it doesn't make sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can I not allow my experiences is bullshit? It's like, I don't have any way mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, it's also like I feel like I mean, it was good to have an opportunity to talk to someone else and say, like, how all I feel, I shut up myself right now and what I think and how I judge. But I was very aware of that before.
Mm-hmm.
And for me in the moment, it's like when I let myself feel this, I become so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my longing for, and I know how it feels like when I'm more open and I can trust and I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I don't feel safe in the moment here a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you guys are doing here? It's like it's this big group and you start in a fast speed like this. And
mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really feel safe.
Mm-hmm. So how is it to voice that, to share that with all of us?
It feels like a try.
A try?
I don't know exactly how it feels like. I know that probably afterwards I can feel it better, okay. How it feels like than in okay. The moment.
Well, I experience you as very open in this moment, sharing that with us.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
It's like, it's because I want to be here. I don't want to, pack my bag and leave.
Right. Yeah, so you have the courage to speak up, that you don't feel safe.
Yeah,
which I appreciate that you share that you bring that in, that you, yeah. So if you let yourself take a moment right now and see how is it now for you, what's here now? Are you still frustrated and angry, or is there something else here now?
It moves more towards the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very known deep sadness, but at the same time right now it feels like warmer inside of me.
Like, warmer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add?
Not for the moment, thanks.
Mm. Thank you.
My name is Antje. What came up during the exercise was a problem. I experienced it as a problem I often have with experiencing intense emotions. Those emotions, they doesn't change. They stay the same. I try to be open,
mm-hmm.
and they just stay the same. And it's like driving into a one-way street, and actually, at some point, it doesn't feel open anymore, but tensed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I'm doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is really no right or wrong way. But what we are learning is how to optimize the unfoldment, right? So it sounds like you are coming in some kind of repetition. Is that right? Is this still working?
Yes. Somehow.
Some kind of repetition.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering if about, or let me say it like this: what's really helpful is, when that happens, to let yourself really become aware of what's actually happening right now. So not something that you know about yourself so much, but what's actually here right now. Like what we said, I feel frustrated, I feel bored. And see what happens if you let yourself go to open up to whatever is here happening for you now. I feel stuck, for instance. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. You know, and then what's right about, I don't know what question you are actually, are you talking about one of the first questions? Or the second, the third question?
I don't know.
You don't know. Yeah, so it's more in a general. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I would say the same, suggest the same thing, like be spontaneous. Include what's happening here for you right now. And that can be anything. I'm bored, I'm angry, I want you to shut up. You know, and this is not personal to the person who asks you, but it's just your response to what's happening.
Yes, but it was I was remembering those
right,
those experiences
that's what I mean.
Have when I'm inquiring on my own.
Yes, right. So that's what I mean.
Yes.
So I should suggest that you, in these kind of situations, I'm not talking about inquiries at the moment, but in the repeating question, let yourself be spontaneous.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And we will talk more about inquiry anyway. So let's see how that addresses your question, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Frank. What I experienced that with the first two questions, I felt small. But what I normally had is that I also felt afraid. But this time, I felt compassion for the for the child. Normally, I have a very strong judge. But now I could feel compassion and also at the same time something about that I was wondering how could my parents not let me be open or ask questions to me.
Yeah.
So
what happens as you say that?
Hmm?
What happens as you say that? Right now, in this moment?
It a little bit frees my judge.
Uh-huh.
That I...
Yeah.
Yeah. I can say that with respect to my parents, not that I judge them.
No.
Or... And that feels that I'm not fueling my judge anymore.
Right. So it's a real open question. How come they didn't see my, or couldn't respond
my struggle to and
right.
things like that? And that made me to the third question.
Yeah.
With the first two, I thought, what the hell is happening? Is 10 minutes looks like 15 minutes looks like 30 minutes. But the third question, I couldn't stop. And I felt bigger. And I also could feel the openness happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And
There, meaning in being bigger?
In the moment, here.
In the moment, right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also could feel at the same time the little boy and myself.
Uh-huh, your adult self.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Sounds very nice.
It was.
More potential opening up, yeah. Right? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Eric. Firstly, what strikes me is that there are so many different situations where people project the subject of openness on. That was quite interesting to observe.
You mean the people here?
Yes. Now, uh-huh. In the
what you heard
in the reaction.
But now, I get how you mean project.
Or well,
what do you mean?
I mean to say, taking in your mind as an example a situation where openness in this context plays a role. So yeah. that was only an observation, mm-hmm. and I restrict myself to, let's say, the day-to-day interactions with people and conversations I have, and as much as Ingo said that a few interventions ago, mm-hmm. You're astonished, or I was astonished, by the amount of barriers I have against being open, mm-hmm. or barriers to openness, mm-hmm. I have. And some of them are pretty functional mm-hmm. sometimes, and most of them are nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing that you have so many barriers, it also tells you that it's totally unique if there would all of a sudden be openness. I have the impression that it needs to be conquered in a way that mm-hmm. These barriers have to be removed first. If you interact with people you don't know or people you uh-huh. do not know very well,
uh-huh.
then there are almost automatically barriers in place. So you uh-huh. need to really conquer openness, and for that you need respect and trust. So it's something that can never be there in the beginning, mm-hmm. in my feeling. That was really an insight I had during the repeating questions. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I have marked for myself that if I reach the point where I have the feeling that I have a good open conversation, I will invite the other party to jointly celebrate that we have a good open conversation, because mm-hmm. it's quite unique.
Mm-hmm. I'm letting in what you're saying.
Pardon?
I'm taking in what you're saying. And I wonder how it is for you just to contemplate, I'm not saying to do it, but to contemplate the possibility that it may be open to be open when you don't know somebody.
Well, like I said, I find it would be very unique if total openness would be there from the
very beginning. I understand, that's where you are now. But
okay.
If you don't make that's a conviction to how it will always be for you.
Yeah.
And be open-minded to maybe that's a conviction or a belief I have, and what if that's not true? Let's find out. Be open-minded. Invite the openness, in other words.
Okay.
What happens?
Pardon?
What happens, as I suggest, to just be open to the idea?
Well, I have a certain resistance,
uh-huh.
because I find it hard to believe that can be true.
Right. So that's so there you see the belief. Right.
Well, probably there's quite a lot of years of experience as
yes,
well.
Yes,
so it's not more than a belief. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's history there.
And usually it takes two to tango, so there's someone else as
that's
well.
That's also true. But maybe there's more to this.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. Thank you. Eric, huh? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So I think we need to stop for tonight. I want to remind you all of the silence that will be there from tomorrow morning on when we wake up. Is that right? Wake up and then the meditation that's starting here at 8. So it's all silent morning. Coming here, meditation, silent breakfast. And then we will all meet here again after breakfast, 9:30. Also, I wanted to remind people who haven't ticked off their names of the session list to please do that, so that the teachers know that you have seen when you have the session. That's it. Okay, I'll ring the bell, and then after, as it stops, we will move out in silence.